The Bastards of Boston Baseball Podcast.
Back to Folk. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champion. Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
Yes, indeed. Here it comes. Another edition of the Bastards of Boston Baseball.
Everyone, and welcome back to another postseason edition of the Bastards of Boston Baseball. We have a lighter crew than normal tonight. Myself, Jeremy Schilling, Nick Diamond with us tonight. Jason is in Ireland, the only country I've ever been to, by the way. So kind of envious he's back over there. And Charlie might be a married man at this minute. I don't know. But that's happening today, so busy day for him. And so the three of us are kind of holding down the fort covering this round. We're going to go briefly through the four divisional series matchups, and then we'll get into predictions for the two championship series matchups. So we'll just jump right into it. We'll get on the American League side first, starting with the Yankees-Royal Series. Nick, what was your reaction to that series?
You know, the Royals put up a good fight. The Yankees looked weaker than I thought they would, but the Yankees were the better team easily. And I think that's going to continue the rest of the way. I'm glad the Yankees don't play the Tigers next, but I think the Yankees still have a very, very easy path to the World Series. Judge wasn't very great. Stanton had a big series, so good for him. He always succeeds in the playoffs. So if Judge and Soto can get hot, I don't think anybody can stop them in the American League. So those are my takes on it.
Jeremy.
Yeah, it looked like I was going to call the series perfectly, which is they were going to win one non-Scooble start, win game two, which they did. He pitched unbelievably. And then win game five, and he laid an egg today. So I was a little bit surprised by that. With regards to the Yankees, my big takeaway is as I watch those games, how much I hate them and the people that play for them. It's been like completely renewed for some reason. But their lineup, at least, you know, on the front half is extremely dangerous. And it's starting to scare me that this could be an off season where they win it. And so I'm mostly trying to convince myself to find a way how it's not going to happen. So we'll talk, I guess, more in the preview coming up, but yeah, that's my takeaway.
Was Jason the only Royals guy that you guys remember?
I think Steve picked the Royals too, but
Steve might have. Yeah. I know Jason really liked that Royals pitching staff, and to his credit, I mean,
I picked the Royals too.
Oh, did you?
There you go. I did. I thought the pitching would carry the day. It obviously didn't. And, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they held Judge. He was 2-for-13, didn't drive in a single run. Soto did a little bit better, 4-for-14, two runs batted in, no homers there. Stanton, as you guys said, was the, you know, the guy that propelled that offense through the series. But kind of like Nick said, I think the Royals basically, I think they performed to their maximum ability. That's just who they were in this series. And looking forward to this winter, I think their rotation is pretty good because all those guys are coming back. They probably need a couple of bats. Tyler O'Neill would be a great fit for that Royals team. The Red Sox are interested, so we'll see how that goes. He could still be issued the qualifying offer. And the Royals farm is so bad, they might even sign him anyway. So, but anyway, so I think that was, you know, that Royals lineup was just undergunned. So hopefully for their sake, they'll address that this winter. And the Yankees had a really big start there in game four from Gerrit Cole. Carlos Rodon, not that great. I think he only lasted four innings, but that's just who he is. I mean, he could go out and pitch seven strong the next time out. So, but the Yankees got it done. It was a lopsided matchup, and it is what it is. Let's switch over to the Tigers-Guardians series, which had a lot of drama. It was a much better series than I expected. But, Nick, what's your reaction from it?
Yeah, like you said, I think it was a very good series. And I think I said it was going to go five, but I had the Tigers winning. Didn't expect Cleveland to beat Skubal at all here, but they did. The grand slam off of – or the Lane Thomas grand slam. I think he had nine RBIs this series. The Tigers are just not that great of a team. They couldn't score. Great pitching staff, kind of, you know. They had one great pitcher and a good bullpen, but – they couldn't score. They're not that good of a team. They really should not have been in the playoffs. They got hot at the end, and it was a good run for them, but I'm kind of glad they didn't go on, because I don't think they could have beaten the Yankees. So I don't think Cleveland can either, but we'll see.
Jeremy.
Yeah. So I jumbled my two takes together. So the first part of what I said earlier about Skubal, I almost picked that right, but obviously, didn't happen today. I don't know, man. Again, I hate to be like the Yankees hater, because I don't want to comment with my heart, but I do think the Guardians give at least some pushback. But again, if you can get Skubal to win two games, you know, who knows? But Guardians, you know, scrappy team. There's no one that I like am over the top on, but they've been there for a few years. They've been pretty consistent regular season team, so we'll see. That's, you know, baseball's a funny sport, but I'm with Nick. I think the Yankees are going to be too much.
Well, we'll get into those picks here shortly. So if who do you think's the happiest man on the planet today? Any wild guesses? It would be a wild guess.
I have no idea.
Who's the last person that wants that $18 million payroll in the end of the championship series?
Oh, John Henry?
Rob Manfred.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and you look at the three teams that are remaining, the Dodgers, the Mets, and the Yankees. Those are all $300 million-plus payrolls. So, you know, to have an $18 million Tigers payroll in there, it's a little bit wonky. And it's not – I think the players' union, Rob Manfred, I think, and then owners of big market teams will look at an $18 million team going that far thinking – that's bad for business. That is just not good for business at all. So, and quite frankly, you had game one, kind of a blowout for the Guardians. And I'm like, here we go. Here we go. That's what we thought. This is how the series is going to go. And then Detroit was scrappy, came back. I think they led 2-1. Guardians came back to close it out. And with Skubal starting game five, I was like, Detroit's going. This is a done deal. This Guardians offense just isn't really getting it done. And this is one of their better offenses, I think, in the last several years. So, but they had that one big inning against Skubal. They had a couple of hits that were for soft contact. They managed to leg it out to first base to get the runners on. Skubal hit Ramirez, so that walked in the tying run, and then Fry just hit a just absolute bomb for a grand slam, and it wasn't real close after that. And So the Guardians lucked out there. Was not a good series for Class A. They slapped him around. I don't know if that's because they're familiar with him a little bit, being in the division, but he's going to need to revert back to being his lights out self. Some people thought Class A was so dominant, he could be a Cy Young contender. And every few years, you'll see that. I think Zach Britton was the last guy to make a huge case for it. But, yeah, so anyway, big win for the Guardians. And like Jeremy said, I think they're the biggest threat to the Yankees. So that's the team I would rather see advance regardless. So Tigers looking ahead to their winter. They need two starting pitchers and two bats. So similar position as where the Royals are. Let's get over to the National League side. Dodgers, Padres, Nick.
My reactions are I'm kind of upset the Padres didn't just win one of those last two games. They just couldn't score anymore. They lost to a bullpen game, and then a Yamamoto start where we only went five. They should have scored runs, and they couldn't. It was kind of embarrassing down the end there. They just choked, and I think Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred is happy that it's the Dodgers over the Padres, but I would have loved to see the Padres go on and play the Mets here. But Tatis had a big had a big first two games and then kind of went cold. The whole offense went cold. A lot of the jerks in Profar, Robin Mookie, was it fun in the beginning? A lot of benches, not benches clearing, but there was a little bit of drama between the Manny Machado and Dave Roberts thing. But exciting series. I'm just disappointed in the outcome.
Jeremy.
Definitely exciting series. And game five was excellent. Yamamoto was obviously very good. And I'm spacing it on his name right now. But the Padres starter, who I will think of his name in a second, was excellent. And really threw two bad pitches, a middle fastball to Kike, and then he hung a curveball. And that was kind of the game because they stopped scoring runs. They didn't score a run in 24 straight innings to end the series, which is insane to me when you look at the guys in that lineup. And Machado, he just didn't show up. He's striking out on sliders that are the catcher's literally diving to catch. He seemingly has no plan at the plate. And it's just extremely frustrating because he also had a throwing error, I think, in game one, where he just threw it into the stands, which is obviously uncharacteristic. But, you know, they're struggling. He's, you know, one of their big contract guys you would think would be a leader, and he just was terrible. So it's frustrating. Again, I thought they had the series won and then they didn't score again for 24 straight innings or whatever it was. So, you know, I also don't think the Dodgers were all that great. Obviously, I think they won the pitching matchup, especially the bullpen matchup, and they're moving on as a result.
You know, the first three games, the series went exactly as I thought it would. The Padres are up 2-1. I picked them to win the series. Going into game four, you got Dylan Cease versus the Dodgers bullpen. And then a couple hours before game time, Freddie Freeman gets scratched from the lineup. So I'm like, it's over. It's over. This is how it ends. The Dodgers were going to win it anyway. They'll end it tonight. And then they didn't get it done. And going into game five, I kind of felt like the Dodgers probably had the edge. Darvish had pitched well earlier in the series. And I just thought, I didn't know if he would out-duel Yamamoto, and he didn't. I didn't think it was going to be like a 2-0 game at the same time either, but I just thought the Dodgers had a little bit of an edge in game five, and they ended up getting it done. I wanted so badly for them to lose just so the other 29 fan bases could laugh at that $700 million contract. Not that that contract isn't good for business. You know, obviously there's the marketing. It is putting people in the stands. So But it still would have, I would have laughed had they been bounced, only winning two games in October. So kind of a bummer there. Jeremy made some good points on Machado. The dude looked totally lost. He looked the opposite of the player he's been his whole career. He kind of looked like he had just been called up for the first time to play that series, kind of like how Bogarts was in 2013. I think Bogarts was a September call-up, so he had some at-bats, but he was as green as could be in that 2013 postseason, and Machado just didn't look locked in, didn't look like he wanted to win, and kind of frustrating. Tatis looked the opposite, but when that benches clearing incident happened, it wasn't a brawl by any means, but when both teams were on the field and the bullpens came running out, the broadcast crew was saying, oh, this could fire up the Padres. This could be what they need to end it. And it was the exact opposite. They didn't do anything after that. So kind of frustrating to watch. But, yeah. Mets-Phillies upset over there. Nick, what are your thoughts on it?
The Phillies offense went cold. They were dead. Nick Castellanos was really the only one that performed, and Bryce Harper, he always performs. But the rest of the offense was terrible. I think Kyle Schwarber had one hit, and it was the leadoff homer in game one. A point I want to make was, I know Zach Wheeler had like 110 pitches, but he was disgusting in game one, and there was no way the Mets were going to score a run off him if they just let him finish that game. They would have won 1-0. It would have been over. The Phillies would have gone up 2-0 to start the series, and the Mets would have been out of it. I think that was a bad decision by Thompson. I don't care how many pitches he's at. You go ask Zach Wheeler how he's feeling, because he was the best I've ever seen him look. He should not have came out of that game, and the Phillies would have won this series. I think it was all downhill from there. Good for the Mets, though. I guess I want to see them go to the World Series over the Dodgers, but at this point, I don't really care. Whoever could beat the Yankees is who I want to win. So that's my take on that series.
Jeremy.
Well, with Nick on that last point, for sure. In the three games they lost, they scored 5 runs. You know, this is a team that thumps, balanced lineup. You can get a home run from the leadoff. You know, well-rounded, well-built team. We've talked about it all year. Dombrowski's done a great job there. But they just didn't show up. Of all the series, this is the one that shocked me a little bit, just because how non-competitive it ended up being. And Philly, I've said this all year, Philly's the closest thing in baseball you have to like a hockey team in terms of like just being tough, resilient. And it wound up being the Mets in this series. You know, yeah, I thought the Phillies were just a better team, and at the end of the day, they turtled in the series, and they never could get it going. And just no spark. Not, you know, Castellanos hit the big home run, and you'd think that would be a spark. I don't know, maybe because he's not a leader, it didn't. I don't know. I'm blown away by the result here. I think the Mets are playing on borrowed time, but you know, I don't want to say team of destiny, but like weird things are happening with them you didn't expect, and they move on.
This Mets team really isn't that bad. They're certainly better than the Royals. They're better than the Tigers. They're solid in just about every area. I don't think they're elite in any of those areas, but they're a solid team, I feel like. And I think the Phillies, with the exception of maybe the bullpen, are better, really. And it was a little bit frustrating to just watch them fall flat. And I said during the, the preview show, I was a little bit worried about this because they've been here a couple times, and you know, the Mets have a different energy about them. They are the Phillies of 2022 this year. And I was worried the Phillies could get caught sleeping, and that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. So I don't know what they're going to do this winter, but there were no knee-jerk reactions as far as Rob Thompson's status. Dave Dombrowski's not really a big fire the manager guy. He kept Farrell around 1 or 2 years longer than he should have been. And I think I understood the Girardi firing. You know, it was a personality thing and his time had passed. But we'll see. We'll see what happens there. I'm assuming Thompson will come back in 2025. And hopefully they get sick of falling short and, you know, and go deep. As long as it's not at Boston's expense, you know, the Phillies is always going to be my team in October. All right. So let's just go ahead and get into the picks for the American League Championship Series. So that's going to be Yankees Guardians. Nick, you've kind of tipped your hand, but go ahead and get into it a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm going to go Yankees in six. The only reason I don't think it's going to be like a five or a four game series here is because I saw a stat today and Cleveland is the best team in the league at hitting left-handed pitchers and Carlos Rodon is scheduled to pitch game one. So I think Cleveland will take game one in Yankee Stadium unless they go the Marcus Stroman route, which I really, really doubt it. Cause I think Cleveland will jump all over him too. But I still think the Yankees are going to take care of business here and beat a far worse team. I do think Josh Naylor will have a big series if he plays in a Yankee Stadium. I think he'll hit a homer or two. But besides that, I think Juan Soto is going to wake up. And I think Giancarlo Stanton's still going to play well. He always does in October. Judge probably will bat 158 through the playoffs, but I still think this Yankees team is better. So they're going to go on to the World Series, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, if the Guardians had put up a lot more runs against the Tigers, a team that they quite frankly should have put up a lot of runs against outside of the Skubal starts, I would feel a lot better about their chances to put up runs against the Yankees. And they still might. I mean, if you look at my record of picks this October and even last October, I'm not a good postseason prognosticator for baseball teams here, but Judge is cold. I think the Guardians have a pitching staff that could kind of keep him cold. I don't think Class A is going to be slipping up quite as often late in games against this Yankees team. So if the Guardians can put together some early leads, they might be able to pull an upset here. But yeah, and as far as Stroman goes, they owe him like, I think it's like $18 million next year. He sucks so bad. A 5.40 ERA since June 1st. Didn't even make their divisional series roster. And they are putting him on the roster for this championship series, presumably in a starting pitching role, but who knows, maybe for long relief, but that's crazy. And if he pitches 140 innings next year, there's a big option that vests for 2026. So the Yankees have kind of whiffed on free agent starting pitching, but yeah, so officially, I'm gonna take the Yankees in seven. I think they'll find a way to get it done. Jeremy, how do you see it?
I think if the Guardians can get it to seven, they have the nothing to lose position here, and the Yankees are gonna be squeezing too tight, hearing it from the media nationally, locally. So if you can get it to seven, I have reason for optimism that the Guardians can find a way to win that game. But with that said, to me, the Yankees just have way too much talent all over the place. Judge is not going to be silent in this series. He's not going to stay that cold for that long. He's not. I expect him to hit. I expect him to have a big hit, maybe a home run to win a game. just navigating through the middle of that lineup, it's scary. I think that they'll find four games and score 6-8 runs. And I don't think the Guardians are going to be able to keep up with that. And so I like, unfortunately, I hope this is wrong. I'm begging it to be wrong. I like the Yankees in 5, maybe 6. If I have to pick one, I guess I'll go 6.
The Yankees actually won 4 out of 6 against them during the season series, so the Guardians didn't even play well in those earlier games. I was looking for that as I was giving my take, but yeah, so clean sweep here. I have a feeling if Jason were on, he would find a reason to pick the Guardians, but we'll see. And I wouldn't be shocked if the Guardians do find a way to win this, but just like I said, based on the way this postseason has gone, but face value, eye test, looks more like a Yankees win from here. So finally, on the National League side, we've got the Mets and the Dodgers. So Manfred is getting a New York market versus an LA market either way here in a 7-game series. But go ahead, Nick. How do you like that one?
I still haven't really decided who I'm going to pick here. I think it's going to go 7 games. The Dodgers pitching staff is still scary. They have like two and a half starting pitchers. I don't trust Walker Buehler. I don't think he's any good. Flaherty's decent. Yamamoto's okay. And then they're going to go bullpen game unless they, I guess some Dodgers fans are screaming start Ohtani for 2 innings or something, but that's not going to happen. But I'm going to take the Dodgers in 7. I think they're better. The Mets, I think Lindor has a big series. I think it's going to be a great, great, like iconic series here. I think a lot of big moments are going to happen. I think Ohtani's going to have a big series. I know one thing will happen. Mookie won't be a big factor here, but I'll take Dodgers in 7, and I wouldn't be surprised either way if the Mets won, but I think the Dodgers are the better team.
Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, for similar reasons, to me, it's a lopsided talent, especially with the lineup. It was surprising to see, and I obviously, being on the East Coast, I don't watch a lot of West Coast baseball. Brazier is pitching in out of that bullpen. But that bullpen was great against San Diego, and that lineup is better than the Mets lineup, I think. The analysis is kind of similar. I just think the Dodgers out-talent the Mets, and I hope I'm wrong because I hate the Dodgers too, but I just – Dodgers in 6.
I am going to take the New York Mets to win this one. Like I said, it's to me, it's all about momentum. It's about energy. They're fearless at the moment. And I'm looking at their pitching staff. In 2 starts, Jose Quintana didn't give up a single run. I mean, talk about one of the unsung heroes of the last few years, you know, had a rough start to the early and middle part of his career. I think he had one really good year in there somewhere, maybe with the Cubs, or maybe it was with the White Sox, I forget. But quietly had a good year getting it done in the postseason. Sean Manaea has been essentially a stud this postseason. Luis Severino has been okay. David Peterson has been the Swiss Army knife of their pitching staff and put together some good performances. Kodai Senga was activated and essentially served as an opener. I don't see why he couldn't be stretched out to, you know, maybe 4 innings at least on this next one. And they've got a pretty decent bullpen also. So I like that aspect of it. And then on the hitting side, I was not familiar at all with Mark Vientos. It looks like he is a rookie this year, 24 years old. He was drafted all the way back in 2017. So I don't know anything about his minors history, but dude was a stud, probably their best bat so far. You got some info on him, Nick?
Yeah, high school teammate with Tristan Casas, Mark Vientos. Played against Mark Vientos, and to be honest, I played against a lot of guys that ended up playing minor league baseball. I never expected Mark Vientos to play like this. When he was in high school, he was a lot smaller, not as strong. Never saw him hitting 20 homers, hitting clutch homers like this in the playoffs. So good for him, having a great rookie season, kind of. I know he's the last year he kind of got called up and stunk, but he's clicking this year, and I think he's here to stay. You don't accidentally hit 25 homers and bat like 280 in the majors. It's not an accident. So I think he's here to stay, and he could be a star. So good for him.
Gotcha. Yeah, I wasn't showing unless I read it wrong. Oh, no, so he's not a rookie. I must have been looking at a different log.
Yeah, I think he came up last year and stunk.
Okay.
And they started in the minors this year and then got called up.
211 last year, and he actually had 16 games in 2016, so it was even worse. I'm sorry, 2022. I'm getting lit up on the mound right now with this pick, but anyway, he did have respectable numbers this year. Hit 266, 322 on base. Wow, 27 home runs. Wow, I'm surprised he wasn't on my radar before the series. 27 home runs. 71 batted in. I mean, he basically had a Tyler O'Neill type season there, except with a few more games mixed in. But getting back to what I did see of him, and by the way, I didn't miss many games. I've seen just about every game this postseason. I'm fortunate enough to be able to get home early enough to see them. So, but his his postseason batting average right now, if I can get back to that. I can't find it. But he's hitting essentially .429. That's his batting average this postseason, and it's mid-500s in just the last series. That's how white-hot Mark Vientos is. And a guy who caught a lot of flack this year for not being clutch in the right moments, Pete Alonso, has been extremely clutch here in the month of October. Three home runs so far, hitting .273 with a .433 on base. Francisco Lindor, being the absolute stud that he is having a big October so far. Brandon Nimmo had some big hits. So, and another guy that I'm an apologist for, hasn't been super robust, but had a couple of key hits, Jose Iglesias. So I like how this Mets team is vibing, and I'm not going to sit here and bet the farm on them, but I think they've got the momentum to do it and beat the Dodgers and go to the World Series. This could very well be a rematch of 2000, the Subway Series. So I like the Mets a little bit more, and that's who I'm rooting for. Basically from here out, unless the Guardians pull the upset, then I won't have a huge favorite either way. Any final thoughts before we wrap?
I hope you're right.
Out of remaining teams, I want the Guardians to win it. But I just think they have the least chance to. Out of the remaining four, I think they're the worst.
Yeah, they don't have...
I'm with you.
I didn't really get into their rotation during my picks, but I mean, they really only have two starting pitchers, don't they? They got Bybee and... I don't even see him on there. I was
that dude who started today is like kind of an opener, kind of a, they let him go like one time or two times to the order and then they take him out.
Yeah. Oh, so Ben Lively, did he not pitch, or maybe he's injured, but he did log some pretty decent starts for them during the regular season. But the Guardians, just, they're not a very well balanced team pitching wise. And as much as I think their offense is a little bit improved, I just don't think it's enough at the moment. They're going to be heavily reliant on that bullpen to protect probably really close leads. That's their pathway through, but we'll see. Maybe they'll hit the lefty Yankees pretty good, like you said, Nick. But we will wrap on that. We'll be back as things develop. But if these games go deep like we think, they may not wrap until not this coming week, but early the following week. So that's when we'll be back to give reaction to these two series and then make our picks for the World Series, however it ends up. So everybody have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll be back soon one way or the other. Take care.